The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
Welcome to Time for Technology, our weekly look into technology, both new or, as you'll hear about today, old, that are affecting our lives. I'm Ira Melman. Today, drive-in theaters were once a big part of American car culture in the mid-60s, but air-conditioned theaters eventually put most of them out of business. But these days, drive-in theaters are experiencing something of a renaissance. VOA's Tohidol Islam visited a drive-in theater in rural Virginia and filed this report narrated by Bezan Hamdard.
For months, Americans have been without the joy of seeing their favorite actors on the big screen because of the pandemic. But while there aren't many new movies coming out right now, there is still a place people can go to catch a movie safely. It's that relic of an older America, the drive-in theater. The Stevens City Drive-In Theater in Western Virginia is about an hour and a half away from Washington, D.C., but that's not stopping a lot of viewers.
I used to come here a lot when I was little, and I loved the experience. I haven't been in a few years since then, but I just wanted to come back and see what it's all about.
There used to be thousands of drive-in theaters in the United States, but today there are merely a few hundred left. But some that remain have become local institutions.
Theater is a local icon, so to speak, for us, and we enjoy the movies they play and just the atmosphere that they present.
Theater management says drive-in theaters are naturally following social distancing, since everyone either stays in or camp outside their cars. One thing that has changed, patrons dial in their movie via FM radio, because the speakers at each parking spot could possibly transmit COVID.
Some of our classic speakers are covered up. Those usually you can connect them and put them in the car, but they're made of the same material as playground equipment. And according to all CDC, it's a potential virus transmission spot.
Yet, with cinemas slowly coming back online, it remains to be seen if this nostalgia for drive-ins will last. For Tawhidul Islam in Stevens City, Virginia, Bejan Hamdard, VOA News.
Thank you for being with us for Time for Technology. I'm Ira Melman with an invitation for you to join us again next week. And here's a suggestion for you as well. Check into our website at voanews.com along with all of our digital platforms to keep in touch with our changing world.
That was a program from the Voice of America.